Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Money in the 21st Century, Cheap Mobile and Digital, Proffer Richard Holden embarks on a profound exploration of the evolution of money in our rapidly changing world. This insightful book provides a comprehensive overview of how technological advancements and financial innovations have reshaped the concept of money, making it more accessible, user-friendly, and integrated into our digital lives than ever before. Holden, with his deep expertise in economics and finance, delves into the implications of these changes for individuals, businesses, and societies, navigating through the complexities of digital currencies, mobile payments, and fintech innovations. As we advance further into the 21st century, understanding the dynamics of modern financial systems becomes crucial for navigating the global economy, making this book an essential read for anyone looking to grasp the future of money. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the evolution of digital currencies. Digital currencies represent a fundamental shift in the concept of money, moving away from traditional physical forms to entirely digital representations. Proffer Richard Holden examines the rise of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, exploring their underlying technology, blockchain, and how it promises a decentralized and secure method for transactions without the need for traditional banking institutions. He discusses the implications of the shift, including increased accessibility to the global economy, the challenges of volatility, and regulatory hurdles. Holden's analysis extends to the potential of digital currencies to redefine cross-border transactions, making them faster, cheaper, and more efficient. The evolution of digital currencies is a testament to how technological advancements can revolutionize financial systems, offering new opportunities for financial inclusion and the democratization of economic participation worldwide. Secondly, the impact of mobile payments. Mobile payments have surged in popularity and adoption, transforming the way consumers interact with the financial system. Holden sheds light on how mobile payment platforms like Apple Pay, Google Wallet, and various others have enabled consumers to make transactions conveniently using their smartphones. This convenience offers a glimpse into a future where physical wallets become obsolete. The book delves into the socioeconomic impacts of mobile payment penetration, especially in developing economies where banking infrastructure is limited. Mobile payments have facilitated a leapfrogging effect, allowing people to bypass traditional banking hurdles and directly engage in the digital economy. Additionally, Holden discusses the security concerns associated with mobile payments, the technological innovations aimed at addressing these issues, and the potential for mobile payments to further integrate into other aspects of our digital lives, predicting a future where transactions are seamless, instant, and almost invisible. Thirdly, fintech innovations and their disruption. Fintech, a blend of finance and technology, has been at the forefront of transforming the financial industry. Proffer Dr. Richard Holden illustrates how fintech startups have challenged traditional financial institutions by offering more accessible, equitable, and efficient financial services. Through examples such as peer-to-peer lending, crowdfunding platforms, and robo-advisors, he showcases the diverse ways in which fintech is democratizing access to financial services. The book also explores the impact of fintech on financial literacy and empowerment, enabling users to have greater control and understanding of the fair finances. Moreover, Holden discusses the competitive pressures fintech innovations impose on traditional banks and how this could lead to a more customer-centric financial services industry. The disruption caused by fintech is not just a challenge, but an opportunity for the financial system to evolve, improve its offerings, and increase its resilience against future crises. Fourthly, the role of regulation in the digital age. As financial technologies evolve, so too must the frameworks that regulate them. Proffer and Richard Holden addresses the critical role of regulatory bodies in adapting to the changes brought about by digital currencies, mobile payments, and fintech innovations. He argues for a balance between fostering innovation and protecting consumers, highlighting how outdated regulations could stifle growth, while insufficient oversight could lead to financial instability and fraud. The book examines examples of regulatory responses worldwide, including the development of central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, the GDPR in Europe concerning data privacy, and the evolving stance of regulators on cryptocurrencies. Holden advocates for proactive, adaptable, and coherent regulatory policies that anticipate future changes, encourage healthy competition, and ensure a stable, secure, and fair financial system for all participants. Lastly, the future of money in society. Looking towards the future, Profferen Richard Holden contemplates the broader implications of cheap, mobile, and digital money on society. He speculates on the continuing decline of cash usage and the potential for a completely cashless society, considering both the benefits and the challenges this presents, particularly in terms of privacy, security, and inclusivity. The book discusses how digital financial innovations could reshape global economic power dynamics, reduce inequality, and provide new mechanisms for social welfare and redistribution. Furthermore, Holden explores the potential societal shifts that could result from widespread adoption of digital currencies and payments, including changes in consumer behavior, the value of money, and the fundamental nature of financial interactions. Money in the 21st Century offers a thought-provoking look into the future, suggesting that the evolution of money will not only transform finance, but may also drive significant social and cultural shifts. In conclusion, Professor Richard Holden's Money in the 21st Century Cheap, Mobile, and Digital is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the future trajectory of our financial systems. The book is particularly suited for students, policymakers, entrepreneurs, and professionals in the finance and technology sectors who are seeking a comprehensive understanding of the current and future landscape of money. Through exploring topics such as digital currencies, mobile payments, fintech innovations, regulatory challenges, and the societal implications of these changes, Holden offers valuable insights into how these developments can benefit our lives by making financial services more accessible, efficient, and suited to the needs of a digital age. This book not only equips readers with the knowledge to navigate the evolving financial landscape, but also inspires them to consider the broader impacts of these transformations on society, the economy, and global power dynamics. As we move forward into an increasingly digital financial world, Money in the 21st Century provides a critical framework for understanding and adapting to the changes that lie ahead. If you would like to support Profferer Richard Holden, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.